Today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin Aleph, and we have three lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Amid Beis. The two dots, Kidesh Yodo Veraglov. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avadi Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Dvorah, Dvorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Elio Zeb Ben Brindel, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Sara Bas Batya, Rafal Yaakov Ben Rochel Chava, Ari Eliezer Ben Malka, and Baruch Bendit Ben Devora Hinda. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus V'Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned L'Iloi Nishmas Avram Ben Yibad L'Chaim Toivim Ramosha Chaim. So we're at the very, very, very end of the Gemara's discussion of the Avoida on Yom Kippur. In fact, there's one detail that we still need to sort out, something that the Gemara mentioned earlier in the Masechta briefly, but this is where the Gemara is going to go into it a little bit more. And that is, we know that the Kohen Gadol made a special trip into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lahoitzi es HaKaf ve'es HaMachta. So when the Kohen Gadol brought the Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he walked in holding the pan of coals in his right hand, the Kaf with the Ketores in his left hand, but he left it there. It was later in the day that the Kohen Gadol would make a special trip to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim so that he'd be able to take out the Kaf and the Machta. Now, not only did the Kohen Gadol make a special trip, Lohoitzias HaKaf Es HaMachta, but he actually switched clothing from the Bigdei Zav to the Bigdei Lavan, which is something he had to be wearing when he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in order for him to be able to take the Kaf and the Machta. Now, switching clothing is in and of itself a little bit of a tercha, but the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, every time he switched clothing, he had to be Toivel in the Mikvah, he had to be Mekadosh Yodah V'Raglav twice. So, Lahoitzi es HaKaf es HaMachta, the Kohen Gadol made a special trip into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Lahoitzi es HaKaf es HaMachta, the Kohen Gadol was Toivel in the Mikvah, he switched from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan. He was Mekadosh Yodah V'Raglav from the Kitoin Shel Zav, not the Kir, but from the Kitoin Shel Zav twice. Regardless, the Gemara right now is going to talk a little bit about that. Says the Gemara, Kidosh Yodah V'Raglav, Tanu Rabbanon. We learned in a Braisa, it says in Parashas Achrimos, Perek Tezayin, amidst all the psukim that talk about the Avodah Yom Kippur, Uba Aharon El Oyom Moyed, Upashar Es Big Day Habad, Ashelovash, Bevoye El HaKodesh V'Nicham Shot. So the pasuk says that Aharon is going to enter the Oyel Moed, which we understand to mean he's going to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim after he emerges from the Oyel Moed. Upashar Es Big Day Habad, Ashelovash, Bevoye El HaKodesh. He's going to take off the Big Day Lavan. He doesn't need them anymore. V'Nicham Shom, and he's going to leave them there. Says the Braisa. Why did he enter the oil moed? That's not clear in the pasuk. Lama huba lohitzias hakaf es hamachta, was to remove the kaf and the machta that he had left there after he brought the ketores. Continues the brayso shekala parsha gula nemra laseder. The entire perek tezayin in parsha Achrimos is written in its proper chronological order. It's written ala seder. So what it says in pasuk gimel happened before what it says in pasuk dalet, and what it says in pasuk dalet happened before what it says in pasuk hey. Chutz mi pasuk zeh, with the exception of this pasuk, which is written out of order. And what this means is that the pasuk that we just read is perek tezayin pasuk chav gimel. Uba aharon alo yomoyed upashad es bigdei habad ashalavash bevoye ala kodesh v'nicham sham, which Chazal had a Mesoira means the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lohoitzi es HaKaf ves HaMachta. The very next Pasuk, Pasuk Chav Dalet says, V'rochatz es psore b'mayim b'makum kadosh, V'lovash es begadov, he's going to wear begadov, which means the Big Day Zav, the ordinary begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore when he did the Avodah, V'yotza, V'asa es oilasoi ves oilasoam, V'chiper ba'adoi uva'adoam. And when the Kohen Gadol put on the Big Day Zav, what he did was, he brought his oila, and he brought the oila of the Am. Now, his oila is referring to the oila, the ram that's mentioned in the beginning of Perek Tezayin. V'zoyz yova yaharin ala kodesh ben par ben bakar l'chatas v'ayol la'oila. The oila sa'am is referring to two psukim later. U'me'eis adas b'nei Yisrael yikach shnei sirei izim l'chatas v'ayol echad la'oila. We saw in yesterday's daf that ayol echad la'oila is also the aisle, one of the 10 animals that are mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, when the Torah talks about the carbon musaf that was brought in Yom Kippur. But regardless, so the pasuk says Perek Tezayin Pasuk of Gimel, that the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lohoytzi Es HaKafes HaMachta. Pasuk of Dalid, the Kohen Gadol put on the big days of, V'asa Esoy Lasoy V'Esoy Lasa Am. He brought these two Eilim. He brought these two Karbanos Eilim. It certainly sounds like, first, Lohoytzi Es HaKafes HaMachta, and afterwards, V'asa Esoy Lasoy V'Esoy Lasa Am. That's what the Brayis is coming to address. Shekala Parasha Kula Nemra Al HaSeder, this entire Parasha, the whole Perek Tezayin is written Al HaSeder, with the exception of Pasuk Zeh, or really, Psukim Eilu. Pasuk of Gimel and Pasuk of Dalet are out of order. Because really, first he brought a Lassan Ves Oilassam, and then afterwards he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Loitzi as a Kafes Amacht. So the Gemara says, my time, why would you even say this? I'm Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, I'll tell you why. Because Gemiri, we have a Messiah, there's a tradition. Halach Lamoisha Misina, the Chamish Tfilis Vasar Kedushin Tevil Kohen Gadol Makadish Bebe Yom. That the Kohen Gadol was Tevil 5 times on Yom Kippur, and he was Makadish Yad of Araglov from the Kita in Shelzov 10 times on Yom Kippur. V'i Amrit Kis Idron. Now, if you're going to tell me that the psukim are written kisidron ksivi loy meshkachza elo sholish tefilos v'shisha kedushim, you're going to end up with having only 3 tefilos and 6 times that the Kohen Gadol was mekadesh yad v'raglav. You're missing 2 tefilos and you're missing 4 kiddush yadayim v'raglay. If, however, you flip these 2 psukim, everything works out. So what is Rav Chisda saying? He's saying that if you go through Perek Tezayin, the parsha begins with the Kohen Gadol is going to do the avoida that he did every day in the Beis HaMikdash, that he did with the big day Zahav. Then the Kohen Gadol does the avoda on Yom Kippur, which he did with the big day Lavan. At the end of the day, again, he's going to do the avodas that were done every day in the Beis HaMikdash, the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, the Ketores that was brought Bein Arbayim. That's going to be done with the big day Zahav, which means there's 3 changes of clothing. He puts on the big day Zahav, then he switches to the big day Lavan, and then he puts on the big day Zav again. So if he switched his clothing 3 times, there's 3 tefillahs, every tefillah required 2 times Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, there's 6 times Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. That's inconsistent with the Messiah, with the tradition, that there were 5 tefillahs and there were 10 Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Said Rav Chisda, that's how Chazal knew that there must be something out of order. So they weren't sure, or they had a Messiah, what to be Mahapich, and they said it's Pasuk Chav Gimel, and it's Pasuk of Dal. If you do that, everything works out beautifully. Because essentially what happened then is the Kohen Gadol starts the day, he brings the Tamid Shel Shachar, he does the Trumas Hadash, he does all the avoidas that were done with the big day Zav. Then he switches to the big day Lavan, and he does the whole avoida on Yom Kippur. He then switches from the big day Lavan to the big day Zav, and he brings 2 karbonos. Va'asa esoy lasoy, ve'esoy lasam. He brings these 2 rams, these 2 karbonos oyla. He then has to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lohitzi Es HaKafes HaMachta. So he has no choice but to change clothing again. He has to put on the big day Lavan. That's another tefillah. It's another 2 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Now he has to finish doing the avodah. That's not being done with the big day Lavan. The rest of the avodahs that were done every day in the Beis HaMikdash are going to be done with the big day Zav. So again, he's going to switch to the big day Zav. So it comes out then, he starts off with the big day Zav. Then he does not the whole avodah, but the majority of the avodah with the big day Lavan. Then he puts on the big day Zav again to bring these 2 karbonos. Then he puts on the big day Lavan again, and then he finishes doing all the other avodas that were done with the big days of. So what you end up with is he switched his clothing 5 times, which means that he was toivel 5 times, which means that he was mekadesh yad v'raglav 10 times. That would be consistent with the Messiah. That's how Chazal knew that the pasuk of Gimel and pasuk of Dalet must be out of order. But maskev for Rabzeri asked one kash on this. And that is viduma mafsikle besara nasa v'chutz. Meaning, I understand Rav Chisda that there's a mesora chamish tefilos v'asara kiddusha, which then means that there has to be some hefsek in the avoda that was done with the big day lavan. You do that most of the avoda with big day lavan, you're gonna be mafsik. Then you're gonna put on the big day zav, and you're gonna go back to put on the big day lavan. That's your extra 2 tefilos, the extra 4 kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. But where do you see that the way the hefsek happened was v'asa esoy lasoy v'esoy lasa'am? Maybe the hefsek was done in another way. Now, what's wrong with saying the hefsek was done with oy lasoy v'esoy lasa'am? Because now you're being mahapach to psukim. You're saying that pasach of gimel and pasach of dalet are out of order. Chav dalet really should be before chav gimel, which is an anomaly in the whole avodah on Yom Kippur. So why would you say that? So it's not kishmak to say that. You have a problem. We have to be mafsik. Maybe the hefsik was with the soir hanasa v'chutz. The soir hanasa v'chutz is not mentioned anywhere in Parshas Achrimos. You know from yesterday's daf. That's the soir that was part of the Karban Musaf that was brought on Yom Kippur. That soir was done immediately after the avoda. Rabbi Akiva's shita was that it says that you should bring that soil, and then the Torah says that that's milvad, in addition to the soil that was brought for ordinary kapara. And Rabbi Akiva learned from there that it was done right after the avodah, even though there was machlokes Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, when the musaf was brought. And the two options were either with the Tamid Shel Shachar or with the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbai. But the Sar Anasa Bachus has that Sar that was part of the Karban Musaf, that was for sure done after the Avodah. So Rav Zeira said, wouldn't it make more sense to say that that's what needs to be done in the middle of the Avodah? Meaning the Kohen Gadol was doing the Avodah on Yom Kippur. He brought the Par, he brought the Sar, he sent out the Sar Lazazel. This would be a good time to bring the Sar Anasa Bachus. As if he says Mashman, the Pasik, in Parshas Pinchas, like it's mashma in the Musafin. What's the benefit of doing that? What do we gain? Either way, we're adding Teresh of Alpeh. No, but we're gaining tremendously because now you don't have to make two psuk and be out of order. All you need to do is you have to interject something. You have to say that before this pasuk of Uva Aharon Eloyo Mayur Pasha this big day abad Ashalavash, there was something that happened. Why isn't it mentioned here? Because it's part of the Musaf. So it's mentioned the Parshas Pinchas. But in Parshas Pinchas, there's a very good clue as to what exactly that means. So I know now that this pasuk belongs over here. So said Reb Zeret Reb Chizda, I understand that the Makar that we were mafsik davoida with the big day love on is based on the Messiah of Chomesh Tfilois, Vasori Kiddush and Toivol Kohen Gadol and Makadish Bay Bayayim. But Reb Chizda, I don't think you sufficiently explain why the thing that we were mafsik to avoida with the big day love on was by saying that you pay an expensive invoice. You have to be mahapich to psukim in the Torah. Wouldn't it have made more sense to be mafsik with the sar anasa b'chutz and say that's the remes in the pasuk and parashas Pinchas erizem echad chatas milvad chatas akipurim? So the Gemara says Amar Abaya. Abaya said, I'll answer Rab Zeira's kasha. Amakra, the pasuk says v'yatsa v'asa esaylasoi miyetzir rishona avid eloi ve'elam. And the pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur brought Eilas Eves Eilas Am. It says V'yatsa V'asa. And Abayi said it's Mashma Mishas Yetzia V'Eilach. The first time that the Kohen Gadol left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, at that point he already brought Eilas Eves Eilas Am. If he did it after he was Moitzi, the Kaf and the Machta, meaning if we read the Psukim Kisidron, it's going to come out that he did it after the second round of Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'yatza is mashma miyetzia rishayna. That's how we knew it has to be. It's inevitable. The Pasuk of Dalet has to be before Pasuk Chagim. Rava, Amar Rava said, Amakra. The Pasuk says as follows. Rava's coming to address the original question. How you know that the Pasuk of Uva Aharon and Oyel Moed, or Pasha that's Big Day Abad, really goes after Pasuk of Dalet? So the first teretz was Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said it's based on the tradition that the Chomish Tfilis, if you don't say that that Pasuk means a whole second time that the Kohen Gadol put on the Big Day Lavan, you're not going to have Chamesh Tfilas, you're going to always have Shalosh Tfilas. Rava said you can learn it from the Pasuk itself, because it says, Hu Pashat as Big Day Habad, Asha Lavash. The Pasuk reads, Uva Aharon Eloyo Moed, Hu Pashat as Big Day Habam, Asha Lavash. So Rava was bothered. Of course it's Asha Lavash. Ain't Tamalim Asha Lavash, Klomadam Pashat Elam Asha Lavash. You can only take clothing off that you're wearing. Elamat Tamalim Asha Lavash. Why did the Torah say Asha Lavash? Lavash Kvar. It means it's already the second time he had put on the Big Day Lavan. So the way you know that this Pasuk is out of order and something needs to be interjected over here is because Hu Aharon Eloyo Moed, Hu Pashat as Big Day Habad, Asha Lavash, Shain Tim Tzveitim. So you know this is already the second time that he had worn the Big Day Lavan. What do you mean? As far as the narrative, it sounds like he put on the Big Day Love and he did all the Avodah. Oh, must be there was something done in between. What was done in between? So the Gemara brings the same kasha, but this time it's not Rav Chizda asking the kasha, but Maskeflo, Rabba Bar Shelo, the Master Levis on Nasa B'chod. Same question that Rav Zeira asked. I understand, Rav, you have a makar, not the same makar as Rav Chizda, but you have a makar that we were mafsik it with something. How do you know this is what we were mafsik it with? So he told him, Haksiv V'yatzavasa, the same terrence that Abaye gave, meaning the makar is because it says V'yatza Mishas Yitzir Rishayin. It sounds like the first time he left, he already brought a lasiv as Eilasam. That must be the thing that we were mafsik. Is it true? Meaning, the Braisa said, alright, so we discussed so far the Chutzmi Pasuk Zeb, but now the Gemara is going to the first part of what the Braisa says. The whole Parsha is written Allah Seder. It's not true. I'll make a nice cheshbin, and based on the Gemara's that we learned, this should be a very intuitive cheshbin. It says, the Torah says that the Chelav Achatos should be brought on the Mizbeach. This is the mitzvah's haktara that we saw the Paran Desar had. Even though the Paran Desar's basar was burnt on the Mizbeach, but was burnt outside of the Gimel Machnes, they were Paran Manasrafim, but the Emurim of the Chatas were burnt regularly. It's Pasik Chaf Hei, Veschele Bachatas, Yachter HaMizbeach. Now the Hodr, two psukim later, it says, Pasik Chaf Zayin, Vespara Chatas, Vesara Chatas, what were done with them? Yoytzni al michutz lamachane v'sarfu va'esh esay roysam v'espsarim v'espersha. So from the pasuk, it sounds like first the haktara was done with the emurim of the par and the sar, and then afterwards the parim anisrafim, the basa was burnt. Fake the Gemara. Could that be the right order? We learned in the Mishnah. If somebody watched the Kohen Gadol reading from the Sefer Torah, he wasn't able to see the Kohen burn the Par and the Sar outside of the Gemara Machnes. Why? Because they happened at the same time. So we have a clue. We know when the Parim Anisrafim took place. It happened at the same time as the Kriyas HaTorah. Now, the Ilu Emure Chatas, but as it relates to burning the Emurim of the Chatas, Basar Hachi Makdalu, that happened later. Because that was first mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin. Now, it wasn't really mentioned. We needed help from the Brises that the Gemara brought on Daf Ayin Amar Aleph. But it certainly happened after the Kohen Gadol read from the Sefer Torah. So first the Parim Anisrafim, and then afterwards the Haktar with the Emurim. Again, what's the Raya? Because the Parim Anisrafim often happened at the same time as the Kriyas HaTorah and the Emurim, it didn't happen until later. Now, in the Pasuk is just the opposite. Pasuk Chaf Hei is Veschele V'Chatas Yachter HaMizbeicho. And Pasuk Chaf Zayin is Vespar HaChatas Vesir HaChatas Asher Huva Es Domam L'Chaper V'Akkoidesh Yoitzi Al Michutz LaMachana V'Sar Chtu Bo'esh. So if that's the case, you see Chaf Hei and Chaf Zayin are out of order. So we're making a big deal. Chaf Gimel and Chaf Dalet are out of order. Chaf Hei and Chaf Zayin are also out of order. So the Gemara says, you're right. You're right. You have to edit the Braisa and say, Ema chutz mi pasuk zeh ve'elach. The Braisa didn't mean these are the only two psukim that are out of order. But up until pasuk chav gimel, everything's going to shmeh. Chav gimel and chav dalet, now already things are out of order. Then chav hei and chav zayin, it's going to be out of order again. Freit the Gemara, an obvious question. You had a problem with the chronology of the Mishnah stimming with the chronology of the Torah. So what do we do? We said Mishnah's good. The Bryce is good. The Psukim are a shtickle ahead of order. Freak the Gemara. My chos is the Mishabash Kroi. Shabish Masnisa. That doesn't sound like the right way to do this. You would say that the Pasuk, the Torah Shabbiksav, is what takes precedent. And if in the Torah Shabbiksav, the Seder is first Akhtara and then the Paramanis Rafim, you have Mishnayas and Bryces. So you have to do some work. But at the same time, how could you be Mishabish of Pasuk and not be Mishabish of Bryce and a Mishnah Amar Abaye? Abaye said, Amar Kro. I'll tell you why there was another clue. Because the Pasuk says, V'hamishaleach, the person, the ish iti that took the sar la zazel, the mishaleach es hasar la zazel, yichabes begada v'rochas es psar b'may. He became tamei, his clothing became tamei. And then the pasuk says, a few psukim later, v'asoyrei f'oysam yichabes begada. If you're holding cheshbon, this is pasuk chavav and pasuk chav ches respectfully. But the point, respectively. But the point is, the one that took the sar la zazel outside, he became tamei, his clothing became tamei. The one that was soyref the para, he became tamei, and his clothing became tamei. Just like the Mishalech. It sounds a little bit like this is when the Mishalech became Tomei. No, this already happened earlier. I've Sarif the Meikara, so too for sure the Sarif happened to Meikara. Meaning that's Pashat that the Sar Lazazel was sent earlier. So if the Sar Lazazel was sent earlier, so for sure this Pasik of Mishalech is Sar Lazazel happened before Veschele V'Chatas Yachter HaMizbeicho. So again, Veschele V'Chatas Yachter HaMizbeicho is Pasuk Chafei. V'Hamishalech is Asar La'Azazel is Pasuk Chavav. Abai said, that's for sure, Chavav goes before Chafei. So if Chavav goes before Chafei, it's Mestaber Chavches also goes before Chafei. V'Asoyrif Oysen Yichabes Begodov, meaning the Pasuk that describes the burning of the Par and the Sar, that also happened before Chafei, that also happened before Veschele V'Chatas Yachter HaMizbeicho. Now the connection between Chavav and Chavches, v'hamishaleach, and v'hasoyreif is not clear, but the way Rashi explains it is, uba'oysei lashon atzmo, it's the same lashon, v'hamishaleach, v'hasoyreif. So they sound like they have to be consistent on some level. So if mishaleach happened before the Akhtar, this also happened before the Akhtar. So we're not just frivolously saying, well, we have a problem, you have a steer between the Mishnah and the Pasuk. So let's change the Pasuk. No, then of course we would change the Mishnah. But because the Pasuk itself is a little mashma that way, that's why we change it. So again, ma'mishaleach to mikar, just like the mishaleach happened earlier, atzoyreif to mikar, feit gemara, adir rabba, ma'soyreif to hashtav, mishaleach to hashtav. How do you know? Maybe everything is in order. Again, we're making hanochas over here. That something's out of order. Maybe the Mishalech happened when it says the Mishalech, and the Seirif happened when it said the Seirif. So the Gemara says, Tuterutze, v'hamishalech demikara mashma. The grammar of the word, v'hamishalech is mashma, this already happened. So if Mishalech for sure happened earlier, meaning v'hamishalech, this that had happened previously, for sure before the previous pasuk. So if Amishaleich is that fast, if is that also Rabba, my Rabba said, oh my God, I have another makar, because it says Yomad Chai, the son of Mishaleich had a bee standing alive. At Masa Yehizok Alamad Chai. How long did it have to be alive? At Shas Kapara, until the Kapara. They Masa Shas Kapara. The Gemara does all the work for us. What is Shas Kapara? B'Shas Matan Damim. B'Shas Matan Damim. V'Sulai. Very wordy and nothing afterwards. I mean, the Shas Matan Damim, all the Mem Gimel Hazayis. That's what was Ma'akev. But after that, doesn't have to be Yamad Chai anymore. So the assumption is that after the Hazah, at that point, we already sent us our Lazazah. Which means it happened before the Haktara of the Emurim. If it happened before the Haktara of the Emurim, the Vahamishaleach is out of order. That would then mean that the Vasairev has to be out of order as well. The Maskana, what comes out is that the entire parasha of Perek Dezayin is written in order, with the exception of from Pasuk Chav Gimel forward. At that point, Chav Dalet goes before Chav Gimel, and then Chav Vav comes before Chav Hey, and then Chav Ches comes before Chav Hey. A lot of things are already out of order. Regardless, this literally concludes, we can almost make a hadron, the Avoida on Yom Kippur. Zok de Gemar. So the Avoida was done on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Yud Tishrei. The next day is Yud Aleph Tishrei. And the Gemara says there was an encounter. There was an encounter between the Kohen Gadol, who did the overwhelming majority of the Avoida that day, and the Ish Iti, the person whose job it was to take the Sar La'azazah. And the Gemara says they met up. Asi Mishaleach, Matsoi B'Shuk, the Kohen Gadol. He went to meet the Kohen Gadol, if he met him in the Shuk. So what would the Kohen Gadol be doing in the Shuk the day after Yom Kippur? Maybe looking for Dalet Minim. But Asi Mishaleach, Mitzoy L'Shuk, Pashim Shat, the Kohen Gadol, Oim Eloi. So he told him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master the Kohen Gadol, Asinu Shlichuscha. We did your Shlichus, meaning I did your Shlichus. The Achreinim, incidentally, on Medayik, it sounds a little bit like the Ish Iti might be the Shliach of the Kohen Gadol. An interesting Chakira. When the Kohen Gadol sent the Ish Iti La'azazel, is the Ish Iti acting as a Shliach of the Kohen Gadol? Like a shluchay shaladim kemoisai, or fishilach means his job is to send, but the ish iti is doing his own thing. Ishi kohen gadol asinu shlichuscha. Interesting. Matzah that they say, if he met him in his house, oimalei, he would say a different nosach. Mechaye chayim asinu shlichuscha. He wouldn't tell the kohen gadol asinu shlichuscha, but he would say mechaye chayim, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asinu shlichuscha with the Yishlich. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi, it's like Mifti, Rabbanim Yadod, Yipumpadisa. When the Rabbanim and Pumpadisa would say goodbye to each other. So he wouldn't just say, Tseischam l'sholim, zay gebenj, tfar gesun tahed. They had a whole nosach. Amri hachi. Mechaye chayim. Yitain lucha chayim aruchim, v'toivim u'misukonim. Says the Gemara on that note. Esalik lefnei Hashem ba'artzei sachayim. Amar Rav Yehuda, what did David HaMelech mean when he said that? Zemokim shvakim. It meant the shuk. The shuk is the artzei sachayim that David HaMelech was referring to. Now, why would a shuk be referred to as the artzei sachayim? Because a shuk, Rashi says, is a place that a person can find sustenance. So Rashi says, Dovin HaMelech said, what did he mean? He meant that Kaddish Baruch, you should be with me in the shuk. That when I'm in the shuk, I need food. He was on the run. He was a fugitive. You should help me out. It's interesting. Usually you think of this pasuk as Halich Lifnei Hashem Ba'artzes Achayim. It feels like Ravid the Ravin. It feels like the most mystical of places. And the truth is, Rashi says in his Pirush on Tehillim, Artzes Achayim is referring to Eretz Yisrael. It's referring to the Beis Abchira. It's a makom of Kedusha. And the Gemara almost says the opposite. Amar Rav Yehuda, now you're in the supermarket. Zemokim Shvakim, but I saw that Reb Shmuel Yankif in the Zois Liyakiv Hagodah. So the Zois Liyakiv Hagodah has in it a lot on Halal. We say Halal at the Leila Seder. Reb Shmuel Yankif had a very detailed Geribbena Pirish on Halal, and it's in the Zois Liyakiv Hagodah. So on this pasuk is Halach Lifnei Hashem Ba'artzes Achayim. He brings this Gemara, Zeh Shvakim, and he says the Shuk is the Artzes Achayim. That's what David HaMelech was referring to. So he says Pshat based on what Reb Chaim Volozhin says in Nefesh Achayim. We know that Rabbi Shmuel said Hanik Bohem Minig Derech Eretz, that a person has a right to go and earn a living and to do things that he needs needs to do. But at the same time, Hanig Behem Minig Derech Eretz. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says in Nefesh HaChaim that Hanig Behem Minig Derech Eretz means that even when a person is involved in Derech Eretz, it's supposed to be Hanig Behem. The Torah is supposed to be with him. A person really is not supposed to ever be Masiach Das from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's never supposed to be Masiach Das from his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the ultimate level, even in Rabbi Yishmael's world. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that's gag. But even in Rabbi Yishmael's Hanig Ben Minig Derech Eretz, it's an idea that everything a person does on some level should be infused with Kirvas Elikim. So Rabbi Shmuel Yaakov said, that's what David HaMelech said. Es halech lifnei Hashem ba'artzis achayim zemokim shvokim. He says that even when I'm in the shuk, even when I'm involved in mundane things, but it should be a bechina, a madrega of es halech lifnei Hashem ba'artzis achayim. Zok de Gemara, Am Rabbi Yehud of ki erich yamim u'shnoi schayim v'shalom yisif l'chas on the topic of arichas yamim. V'chi yeshonim shalchayim, v'chi yeshonim she'inim shalchayim. Freit the Gemara, what does it mean? Ki erich yamim u'shnoi schayim. As if they're years of life and then the years of no life. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Elu Shnois of Shaladim Amsachpas of the Rola Taiva. Shnois Chaim is the idea that sometimes a person's life can go from being Ra to being Taiv. So a person can have a difficult, challenging life, and then when his life is Mishapech L'Taiv, so he got Shnois Chaim. Yeah, he's alive, but now he has a life with Chias. Aleichem Ishim Ekra. Amar Abrachia. What does this mean? Elu Tamid Chacham. It's referring to Tamid Chachamim Shedoimim L'Noshen. They're like women, but they're as strong as men. So, first of all, where do you see noshim and anoshim in this pasuk? So the pasuk says ishim. Ishim means the plural for men. But usually when you find the word plural for men, it doesn't say ishim, it says anoshim. So Chazal dashened it as if ishim is miloshin plural for men, true, but also miloshin isha. So tamid chachamim adoimim lenoshim, they're humble, they're teshushei koyach, but at the same time, when they need gvura, especially to overcome the Yetzirah, the oisin gvura kanosh. If somebody wants to pour yayin on the mizbeach, which we can't do today because we don't have a mizbeach, so there's another way to do it. You male groinam shal tamid chachamim yayin. You should take wine and you should give it to tamid chachamim, but not just give it to them. You male groinam. You should literally fill their throats with wine. Shenemer aleichem ishim ekra. Again, ishim miloshin talmud chacham. But also Isha Miloshin Isha a carbon. Amar Abrachia. Abrachia said another thing. If somebody sees that his children are not going in the ways of the Torah, Yisa Bas Talmud Chacham, he should marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. So this is obviously pre Cherim the Rabbeinu Gershon. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Yaskin Ba'aretz Shrashu Ba'afra Yomutz Giza. If somebody sees that his offspring are not going in the right way, Meireach Mayim Yafriach Va'asa Kotzer. Kemoi nota. The Marsha says that what's the drasha? Meireach mayim. Mayim is Torah. Rashi says mayim is Torah. But meireach mayim. Men have a mitzvah to learn Torah. A woman doesn't have a mitzvah to learn Torah, and therefore, often the connection that the woman has to Torah is that she has a shmek of Torah. She has a reach of mayim. She helps out. She assists. But the reach mayim is referring to the bas Talmud Chacham. So if somebody sees that shroshov and gizoy are not playing out, may reach mayim yafriach. The Mishnah concluded, and the Mishnah said, v'yomtev hayoise le'oyhavav. So when the Kohen Gadol made it out alive from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would make a yontif, b'shoshe yotze b'shalom in HaKodesh. So the Gemara tells a story, and this is a well-known story. Tanu Rabbana, ma'isa b'Kohen Gadol, lechosh yotze b'beis HaMikdash. There was a story with the Kohen Gadol that left the Beis HaMikdash. V'ava azli kuli alma b'asrei, and everybody was following him. Kima de chazinu l'shmai v'avtalyan. As they were following this Kohen Gadol, they saw shmai v'avtalyan. So shofku l'didei. They left the Kohen Gadol. V'azli basa shmai v'avtalyan. And instead, they went to shmai v'avtalyan. Shmai v'avtalyan, they were the G'dayli Adar. They were the Rabbeim of Shammai and Hillel. So everyone was following the Kohen Gadol. But then they saw shmai v'avtalyan. They said, forget about the Kohen Gadol. Let's run to him. L'soif also shmai v'avtalyan l'fturu minei the Kohen Gadol. So after this whole thing happened, shmai v'avtalyan went to the Kohen Gadol and they went to Gezegenzich with him. And he told them, Yesum bnei amamin l'shlam. So the Kohen Gadol told Shmai v'avtalyan, the bnei amamin, you Shmai v'avtalyan that come from non-Jewish descent, you should be gebench. Now, the rest of the story is that Shmai v'avtalyan were bnei bonov shel sancheiriv. So they weren't just geirei tzedek, but they came from Sancheirif. He was one of the real troublemakers in Jewish history. So the Kohen Gadol had a little bit of kinna. He was a little upset at what happened. I mean, everybody was following him, and then they saw Shmai Vavtalion. They forgot about him. So they told Shmai Vavtalion a zog. Yesum b'nei amamin l'shlom. Amru le, so Shmai Vavtalion told the Kohen Gadol, Yesu b'nei amamin l'shlom da avdin uvda da harin. Shkoich for the bracha. And we taka should be gebench. You know, because even though we come from Geirim, and we don't have yichas like you have, oh, but we fear zich. Like you are Zayda Harin Akoyin. It's very nice you have yichas and you can trace yourself all the way back to Harin HaKohen, but you don't behave like a Harin HaKohen. So you're right, we deserve the bracha and the kavod. You don't deserve the bracha and the kavod. So what does it mean to be avdi uvdik da Harin? So Rashi says roitfei shalom, but the Chassam Sofer in the Chassam Sofer al Ateir and Parshas Bechukosai, he says it's more than that. He says what it means is the Harin HaKohen was Oyev Shalom, he was Roidev Shalom, he was Oyev Esabrius, he was Mekarvim Latoira, he was Virabim Heshev Me'ava, and this is a one-line Chassam Sofer that's Lashitasei to all the other Chassam Sofers. That's what it means to behave like a Harin HaKohen. That's what he told the Kohen Gadol. It's very nice, you have the Yichas. And Yichas, he says, we lose. But at the same time, it's not just about Yichas, it's about living up to it and actually behaving like you come from a Harin HaKohen. And based on that standard, you lose. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. We're gonna get back to a lot. Kohen Gadol Mishamish B'Shmoyne Kelim. Kohen Gadol every day when he did Avodah, so he wore Shmoyne Begadim. Vahedit Barba. The Hedit wore four Begadim. The four Begadim that the Hedit wore was the Ksoinis, a shirt, Michnasayim, pants, Mitznefes was his hat, the Avne was the Gartel. Most of all, of Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol wore those four Begadim. And in addition to that, he also had the Choshen, the Ephod, the Me'il, and the Tzitz. Be'il and the Shalom of Urim V'Tum. If the Kohen Gadol was wearing all eight of the Begadim, it was possible to ask from the Urim V'Tumim. That's coming up in the next few daf. The Ein Nishalin El Lamelech. However, when it comes to asking from the Urim V'Tumim, you can't just ask for a personal bakasha. If someone's looking to be Shoyel Eitzah, you couldn't go to the Urim V'Tumim. It had to be of a certain level, this question. Number one, it's for a king. Ula Bezin, it was for the Abezin. Or the Misha Tzibur Tzarech Boy. At the very least, it was being done for the Tzibur. Tanu Rabbanan. So the Gemara is going to digress a little bit and to talk about the Big Day Kahuna. We'll start the Gemara now, and then we'll pick up in middle Metz Hashem tomorrow. So learned in a Braisa, Dvarim Sheneba Behen Sheish. Any one of the Big Day Kahuna where the Torah mentions that the Begadim had Sheish in them, as if to say one of the Begadim was Sheish, what it means is Chut and Kavol Shisha. Each Chut, each strand, was made up of six smaller strands. Mashsar. If it says in the Torah Mashsar Shmoyne, it means it's made up of eight strands. Me'il, the Me'il was made up of Shnei Masa, 12 strands. Pereiches was made up of Esrim Arba, 24 strands. Choshen and the Ephod, Esrim V'Shmoyne, they were made up of 28 strands. So the Gemara is going to go through each one individually. Today we're going to see the first one, and that is wherever it says Sheish, wherever it says linen, what it means is chutan kafel shisha. Now first explain what this even means. So we'll take one beged as an example, the avne. The avne was made up of tcheles, argamon, toilas shani, and shesh. So it was made up of four different materials. One of them was shesh. Once one of them is shesh, this halacha kicks in. This halacha states that if shesh is one of the materials, that means each chut of each one of the materials was made up of six smaller chutin. So the sheish was made up of six smaller chutin of sheish. The tcheles, six smaller chutin of tcheles. The argamon, six smaller chutin of tcheles, and the last shani was the same thing. Now, if you add it all together, that means you have 24 small chutin. You roll six, you roll another six, another six, another six. Then you take the four sets of six, you put them together, and you end up with a chut that's made up of 24. That's going to be a little bit more negay in tomorrow's stuff. But for now, chutan kafel shisha, I mean, no, how do you know all this? It's based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, Vayasu es hakosnoi sheish, masei oireg laharin olavonov. So the kosnois, the ksainis, the hemid, it was made up of sheish. Es hamitznefetz, the hat, was also sheish. Ves pare hamug boys, sheish. Ves michnesei habad, sheish mashtar. Says the Gemara, the Torah seemed to have mentioned the word sheish a lot of times in this pasuk. Vayas was akosnei sheish, the mitznefes was sheish, the parim mikvos was sheish, ves michnasei abad. Bad, by the way, is also linen. So it's nachamol sheish. And then it says sheish mashsar. So there's five mentions of the word sheish in this pasuk, where really the Torah could have just said that all these things were made of sheish. So chamisha kroik sivi, this five. Chad the goofy, want to tell me that these begadim had to be made of linen. The kisna nahara, they should be made of kisna, linen. V'chadshiyei chut and kafel. Next one is coming to teach me that each chut should be kafel shisha. So we darshan the word sheish as if it said shisha, six. V'chadshiyei shizurim. The other one teaches me that not only should it be made of six strands, but each the six strands should be rolled into one. V'chad l'shar begon to teach me that not only the linen should be made up of six, but when you have linen together with tcheles argoman to lashoni, for example, the tcheles should also be made up of six, and the argoman, etc., meaning the begadim shaloi nema bem sheish, v'chad la'akev, then in kachim, you always need an extra pasuk to tell me that it's ma'akev, shina akasav la'akev, that's the way. Zok dirma, my mashma d'hai sheish kisno. Marcel, let's take a step back. How do we even know the word sheish means linen? Hechatesi, om Rav Yosef Reb Chanina, Rav Yosef Reb Chanina said to Amakra, because the pasuk describes sheish as bad. And bad is dover ha'olam and akarka bad, bad. Something that grows from the ground, bad, bad. It grows from the ground, livad. So the word bad is as if it would have said livad. So for example, when a tree grows, so you have the trunk of the tree, and from the trunk of the tree, it sprouts into a bunch of branches. But linen comes from flax, and flax grows as stalks. So it doesn't ever spread out. It grows levad, levad. Each stalk is individual. And because of that, that's how we knew that when the Torah said bad, it must have meant linen, which comes from flax, which is a dover o'ilam in akarka bad, bad. Faith Gemara, ve'ema amra. Maybe it means wool. Wool is also oila bad, bad. Each strand of hair on the sheep comes from its own hair follicle. So it's not dover o'ilam in a karka bad bad, but it's dover o'ilam in a behema bad bad. And all it says is bad, so it doesn't say anything about karka. So maybe it means wool. So the Gemara says, Amrev tzuli miftsala. Even though it technically grows as individual hairs, but sometimes they get split the hairs, and you can have a situation where there's two hairs, two half hairs that are coming out of the same hole. Great Gemara, kisna nami of tzuli maftsal. So the linen and the flax from where the linen comes also gets beaten up and it ends up being separated sometimes. It's not dover oiva bad bad. It's not a perfect bad bad. So the Gemara says, it's true, but kisna agav lakusei mafzel. The way kisna gets divided is when it gets beaten up, not naturally. Naturally, kisna is a dover oiva bad bad, and that's how we knew bad means linen. Okay, Ravina had a different makar. He says, yeah, now you know sheish means linen. It's not because sheish also means bad, and bad is dover oiva bad bad. Mina a karka, but rather it's learned out from a pasuk in Yecheskel, because the pasuk in Yecheskel says, "Pare pishtim yu al roishem u'michnasei pishtim yu al mosneihem lo yachgeru bayaza." So the pasuk over there is describing the same exact begadim that the Torah says were made of bad and made of sheish, and there it says pishtim. Pishtim is linen, so that's checkmate. So even though it's not mafurish anywhere in a pasuk in the Torah, but from Yecheskel, when Amalei Rav Ashi told Ravina, "Hamikamidas Yecheskel man amra." You mean to tell me that up until Yecheskel, nobody knew what these begadim they were doing? The avoda, the whole bayis rishon and the mishkan and noivin givin and shilach gilgal. So what happened up until that point? Meaning it's all based on a pasuk in Yecheskel. So the Gemara says, Ravina told Rav Ashi, "Yuldi tamech." According to you, Adam Rav Chizda. I'll ask you another question. Rav Chizda said, "Davaz amiteris meish Rabbeinu loyleman." This is some idea that we don't know from the Torah, but midivri Yecheskel ben Buzi laman. We know it from Yecheskel ben Buzi, the Navi Yecheskel. It says, "Kol ben nechar arol lev arol basal yavi amikdashi." Which are saying someone that's an arol, someone that didn't have brismila, is not allowed to do the avodah. Doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah. It says it in Yecheskel. So hamikamidasi Yecheskel man amro. So you can ask me the same question. And before Yecheskel, what Arelim were doing the avodah? Ella, of course not. Gemara gemirula. This is something that we had a Messiah on. It was Torah Shabbat Peh. It was Alach Lomayshim Mitzina. Va'asi Yecheskel. Va'as mechakra. Yecheskel, when he wrote, his navi wanted certain halachas to have sources in a pasuk, so he turned it into a pasuk. But all the pasuk is an asmacht, it's not a source. The makar was really a messiah. Hachanami, as it relates to the idea that bad and sheish is linen, kemari, gemirla is something that we had a messiah on. For us, Yecheskel, asmacha akra, all Yecheskel did was he came and he gave us a pasuk for it, exhale. So the Gemara on Daf Ayin Aleph, Omer Aleph, mentioned the encounter that happened between the Kohen Gadol and the Ish Iti the day after Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, Asi Mishalech, the Ish Iti went looking for the Kohen Gadol. Matzah the Shog, if he found him in the Shog, he would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Asinu Shlichus, I did your Shlichus. Matzah the Beis, if he found the Kohen Gadol in his house, he would say, Mechaye Chayim, he would turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Mechaye Chayim, Asinu Shlichus. And then the Gemara said, Amar Rab on that note, Kimifti Rabbanu Mehad Adadi Mipum Padisa. When the Rabbanon would, they would Gezegenzich in Pumpadisa, Amri Hachi, they would say as follows, Mechaye Chayim, Yitein Lochal Chayim Aruchim, V'toivim u'misukane. So Chayim Aruchim is a term that we're familiar with. But this is a very intense Lashon. The Lashon was Nechaye Chayim Yitein Locho Chayim Aruchim V'toivim U'mesukonim. The Chasam Sofer, in his drushes on Zach Elo and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, spoke a lot about Chayim Aruchim. Zachreinu L'Chayim Melachofitz B'Chayim. And the idea of Chayim Aruchim, it's Dava B'Itoy. And there's many drushes where the Chasam Sofer talks about this. So two ha'aris from some of the drushes that the Chasam Sofer wrote. The first one is, the Chasam Sofer said that when we talk about Chayim Aruchim, so we know the tefillah that Rav said, we say it every Rosh Chodesh benching. Yiratzim b'lfanecho Hashem leikeinu v'leikei aviseinu. Shadachadish aleinu s'achodesh hazeh, l'toiva v'levrocha. V'sitein lanu, chayim aruchim. And then we continue. Chayim shal sholem, chayim shal toiva, chayim shal brocha, chayim shal parnosa, chayim shal chilot atzomois, chayim sheish behem yira shemayim v'yira scheit, chayim sheim behem busha ochlimo, chayim shal oishe v'chavoy, chayim shetevonu avas toiva yira shemayim, chayim sheim ali Hashem v'shal z'beinu l'toiva. And then there's different gersois. B'schus tfilas Rav, that's the gersa we always say in the raid bike, amen tzel. And that's because Rav was the author of this tefillah, it's a gemara, at the end of the second parak of Masechtas Brachos, that this was Rav's tefillah that he used to say every single day. And Rav had Arichas Yomim, he lived 300 years, 400 years, whatever it was, he lived very, very, very long. So Beschus Tefillas Rav, this was his tefillah, and it was Neskayim by him, Chayim Aruchim. So we daven for Chayim Aruchim. But the Chasam Sofer says that the truth is, the way you have to read this parak is, the tefillah is V'sitein Lanu Chayim Aruchim. We ask the Eibishter for Chayim Aruchim. What is Chayim Aruchim? So Pashana means to live a long life. Bizahindit and Svansik. Says the Chasam Sofer, Chayim Aruchim is Chayim Shal Shalom, Chayim Shal Toiva, Chayim Shal Brocha, Chayim Shal Parnasa, Chayim Shal Chilutz HaTzomois, Chayim Sheish Bem Yerush Mayim V'Yerush Chayit, Chayim Shem Mem Bushal Chlima, Chayim Shal Oish V'Chavim, and Chayim Shal Tei Vanu Ahavas Toira V'Yerush Mayim. The last line of Chayim Shem Mali Hashem Mishal Zabeinu L'Toiva, that's already subjective. But there are nine things that are objectively Chayim Aruchim. And the Chasam Sofer says that it's not a coincidence that Chayim is really these nine things, because Chayin is the gematria 68, and 68 times 9 is 612, which is the gematria of Bris, and he goes on this whole harichos of gematrios, the Ein Kama Kaimai. But he says one very interesting thing. He says that if you look in on Rosh Hashanah, when we daven, so we add things that refer to Chayin. Zachreinu l'chayim, melech hafitz b'chayim. So he says, go through the Shemayin Esrei that you say during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and you're going to notice how many times you say Chayim. Zachreinu l'chayim, that's one. Melech hafitz b'chayim is two. V'chosfeinu b'sefer achayim is three. L'mancha l'kim chayim is four. Micha moicha avarachamim, zoicha yitzurav l'chayim is five. Uchsoiv l'chayim toivim, kol b'nei b'ri secho. Then you say v'rachamim v'chayim v'sholim. That you say every day in Shemayin Esrei, in Sim Sholim. That's seven. B'sefer chayim brocha v'sholim. And then you end that l'chayim toivim u'l'sholim. There's nine times that you say chayim in Shemayin Esrei. Why is it nine times? Because we're not just davening for chayim. We're davening for chayim aruchim. And chayim aruchim means these nine things. Chayim shal sholim, chayim shal toivo, chayim shal berocho. The nine things that Rav mentioned, they are the nine things that define Chayim Aruchim. So it's v'sitein lanu Chayim Aruchim, pirush. This is the commentary. You want to know what Chayim Aruchim is? It's Chayim Shal Sholim, it's Chayim Shal Toiva. That is the definition of what Chayim Aruchim is, and that's what we're saying. The Chasam Sofer says, so why do we daven for Chayim Aruchim? He says, because, listen to this lashon, ki achayim tzrichim chayim. Life needs life too. It's not enough to have Chayim. Chayim needs Chayim. V'ilav hochi heim Chayim Shal Misa, V'chayim k'tzorim. Ach, k'sheyichyu oysen achayim, yiyu aruchim amusukonim. And he says, that's this Gemara Masech this Yuma. This was the bracha they used to give in Pumpadiso. Mechaye chayim yitein lochem chayim toivim aruchim amusukonim. That you shouldn't just wake up in the morning. It should be chayim aruchim. And to have chayim aruchim, it's these nine things. It's chayim shal sholim, chayim shal toivim, chayim shal bracha. Those nine things are the definition of what chayim aruchim is. And one of the other drashas that the Chasam Sofer gave during the Yemei Hadin, during the Yomim Nairam, so the Chasam Sofer spoke about Chayim Aruchim a little bit on a premius atoridiga level. So he said, Adov Niflo. He says, the Gemara says in Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Hei Omid Beis, that if somebody does an Aveira, Yoim Echad, one day he does an Aveira, HaChoyte Yoim Echad Bashana, Nechshav Loi Vashana. It's as if he did an Aveira for the entire year. The Gemara brings a Makar from the Meraglim, but it's a Pasuk. HaChoyte Yoim Echad Bashana, Nechshav Loi Vashana, Kamoy Beberak. Says the Chassam Sofer, if that's true, we know Mida Toiva is Meruba Mimidas Peronius. How much is Mida Toiva Meruba Mimidas Peronius? So that's first parak in Masechtas Makis. Rashi brings in a Chumash 500 times. So anything that you ever find in Midas Peronius, you know that the flip side, the Midah Toiva, is always 500 times. So if that's the case, HaChoyte Yoy Mechad Bashana is Nechshav Loi Kishana. If someone does a mitzvah, Yoy Mechad Bashana, it's as if he did a mitzvah for 500 years. It's unbelievable. You do a mitzvah, it's as if you did a mitzvah for 500 years. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's pshat in the pasuk. L'man yirbu yumech. We said this pasuk 1,000 times. L'man yirbu yumechem v'meivenechem alu adama ashenishba Hashem laviseichem lasei solhem kimei Hashemayim ala aretz. So what? Pashat pshat in the pasuk, right? Kriyishma. Katchili is supposed to have kavon in the whole kriyishma. So what's pashat the kavon of this pasuk? L'man yirbu yumechem v'meivenechem arichas yom alu adama on the land ashenishba Hashem laviseichem lasei solhem that Hashem swore to give our zedus Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. What does that even mean? But says the Chassam Sofer, al derech pnimiyas ha-Toyro. We know the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim that the distance between Shemayim va'aretz is 500 years. That's what we're saying. Kimei Hashemayim ala aretz. We're not just asking for life. It should be Chayim Aruchim. And now you get Chayim Aruchim. You get Chayim Aruchim when you do a mitzvah. And if a person does a mitzvah, Yoyim Echad Vashana, it's as if he did the mitzvah 500 years, because HaChoyte Yoy Mechad B'Shana is Nechshav Loi Kilu Chata Kol HaShana. 500 times more is Midah Taiva. So that means you do a mitzvah in one day, you lived 500 years. Whatever this means. But in one day, you lived 500 years. L'mayir bu yameichem v'imei v'neichem alo adomo, kimei ha-shamayim alo aretz, kimavur negemar chagigim tzachim, in different places, that the distance between Shamayim v'aretz is really 500 years. The Chassam Sofer says al derech zeh that that's pshat in the pasuk that says ki bi yirbu yomecha v'yosifu luchosh nois chayim ki vi yirbu yomecha. What does it mean ki vi? He says vi HaKadosh Baruch Hu says ki vi yirbu yomecha, me and you together. Bi is a lashon of shutfis. Ratzo loymer ani va'ata kaviyachol shutfim. We know ki elef shanim be'einecha is ki yoy mesmo. The day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 years. If a yid does a mitzvah, he becomes a shutef for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because imloy berisa yoyim avalai lochukai shemayim varetz loisamti. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and we're keeping the world going. When a yid learns Torah, when a yid does a mitzvah, he's keeping the world going. Because imloy berisa yoyim avalai lochukai shemayim varetz loisamti. Which means we have a real interest in the world. And that's the shutfis that a yid has when he does a mitzvah, because now HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael together are the ones responsible for Bria Sa'ilam. When a yid does a mitzvah, Yom Echad B'Shana, it's as if he did a mitzvah for 500 years. So it's Kivi Yirbu Yom Echad, me and you, it's through our shutfis. I created the world. You're doing mitzvahs. It's going to be Yirbu Yamecha. What does it mean, Yirbu Yamecha? It's V'yosifu L'chosh Nais Chayim. You're going to get, not a day, but you're going to get another 499 years and 353 or 364 days. But that's the Kivi Yirbu Yamecha, V'yosifu L'chosh Nais Chayim. Regardless, two ha'aris from the Chassam Sofer, and one more al derech ha'pshat, the other one a little bit more al derech primia satayra. But just to end with one more ha'ara. Me inyan le inyan, very, very, very much, but isaya inyan. That is. So the Gemara says that if the ish iti met the kohen gadol in the shuk, so he would say, ishi kohen gadol, asinu shlichusecha. Matzah bebe isay. Omele, he would tell him, mechaye chayim, asinu shlichusay. The ben yoyada, the ben ishchay, on this Gemara right here says, that where do you find such a lashon of mechaye chayim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mechaye Mason. Where do you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mechaye Chayim? Mechaye Chayim Asinu Shlichuscha? That's a Toya B'dvar Mishnah. Everyone knows. Hashem is Mechaye Mason. Merachem and Rabin. Where do you find this lashon of Mechayim Chayim? So he says that we know, Chazal say, Rishon B'chayim Akruya Mason. A person that is a tzaddik, a Rasha. But even though he's alive, but Rishon B'chayim Akruya Mason. However, which when a person gets mechilas avoinis, when a person does tshuva, so the tshuva and the mechilas avoinis gives him his life back. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol and the Ish Iti together, they were able to attain kapara for Klal Yisrael. Which means on Klal Yisrael, the Yidden didn't just get kapara, but the Yidden got their lease on life back. Because the Yidden went from being Rishon b'chayeyim kruyim mesim, now they're not Rishon anymore. Now they're tzaddikim. And because they're tzaddikim, they got their chiyas back. So says the Ben Ishchai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't perform chiyas ha-mesim on Yom Kippur in the traditional way. But at the same time, there is some level, there's some dimension, there's some madrega of tchias ha-mesim that takes place. And the reason is because on Yom Kippur, Yidden go from being Rishon b'chayeyim kruyim mesim, now they're not Rishon b'chayeyim anymore. Now they're ready, Yidden that have kapara, they have slichu mechila, they have tahira. As a result, they got their life back. So now there's a bechina of tchias ha-mesim. But there's not tchias ha-mesim for yeshene yofa. There's not tchias ha-mesim for people that are literally not alive. It's tchias ha-mesim for people that are alive. And that's the bechina of mechaya chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mechaya mesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a mechaya chayim. And says the Ben Ishchai, that idea of mechaya chayim, it plays itself out. When does it come to life on Yom Kippur? Because we take Rishon, the bechayim akriye mesim, and through the kapara, through the slich and the mechilo, they end up getting their lease on life back, and as a result, there's a tchias ha-mesim, but not a tchias ha-mesim for mesim, it's a tchias ha-mesim for chayim. Earlier in the Masechta, we spoke out the beautiful diak from the Lutzke Rav, there's Naim Latayra, who said there's six times in the Avodah and Yom Kippur that the Sar Mishtalech is mentioned. The first three times, the Sar is referred to as the Sar HaChai. And afterwards, he's just referred to as the Sar. So the Lutzke Rav, Rav Zalman Sorotzkin, said that what's pshat? So he says, look at what happened between the third mention and the fourth mention. The Pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol said vidoy on the Sar HaMishtalech, and he took all the averus of the Yidden and he put it onto the plates of the Sar. So he says, before the Sar had the averus of the Yidden, he's a Sar HaChai. He's alive. But now that he has all the averus of Klal Yisrael, he's not a Sar HaChai anymore. Because now he's the Rishon B'chayeyim that Akriya Mason. And that's why the Torah can't refer to him anymore as the Sar HaChai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Yidden Kapara. But Kapara isn't just Kapara. It's Tchias HaMesim. Or B'Tchias HaMesim, Nishva Mason. For people that B'chayeyim Akriya Mason. People that are Ki'ilu Mason. That's a Bechina, not of Mechaye Mason, that's a Bechina of Mechaye Chaim. I once saw in the Sefer Beis David, we say in Shmoyne Esrei, Ato Gibor Lo'ilam Hashem, Mechaye Mason, Ato Rav Lo'eshiyah. And the Brocha concludes, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mechaye Mason. So the Beis David said that if you start from Ato Gibor Lo'ilam Hashem until Mechaye Mason, and you count the amount of references that we have of Tchias HaMesim, there are six mentions. Ato Gibor Lo'ilam Hashem, Mechaye Mesim Ato Rav Lo'eshiyah. Mechal Kachayim Bechesed, Mechaye Mesim Berachamim Rabim. U'mekayim Emunosoy, L'Sheinei Yofar. Melech Memes U'mechayu Matzmiach Yeshua. V'neman Ato Lachio Yismesim is five. Baruch Ato Hashem Mechaye HaMesim is six. So he said, what's pshat that you have these six references? So he said, the pshat is, because we know Chazal say, that there are four people that are Choshev Kemes. An Oni, a Suma, a mitzayra, u'misha ein loy banim. Not just that, Chazal say, Rishoim b'chayeyem are also kruyei mesim. And then, of course, there are mesim. There's the Yesheni Yofer. So says the Beis David, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayim Mason. But he's Mechayim Mason for all the different bechinas of Mason. He's Mechayim Mason for the Oni, that's Choshev Kemes. He's Mechayim Mason for the Sumo, that's Choshev Kemes. He's Mechayim Mason for the Metzoyra, that's Choshev Kemes. For the Misha Ein Loi Bonim, that's Choshev Kemes. For the Rishon, that Bechayim Akriya Mason, that are Choshev Kemes. And then, of course, L'Asad Lavoi, B'Meir B'Yameinu, Hashem's going to be Mechayim Mason for all the Mason. There's six Bechinas of Mechayim Mason, and that's why there's six mentions of Mechayim Mason that we say every time we Shtelzach to Davin Shmoyne Esrei. And I was thinking, Oni, Suma, Mitzayr, Misha, Ein Loibonim, these are, of course, very, very specific things that Chazal say, that if somebody suffers from that, he's Choshev Kemes. But the truth is, an Oni is someone that's struggling with Parnasa. A Suma is someone that doesn't have Gezunt. An Ein Loibonim is someone that doesn't have Nachas. That's Gezunt, Parnasa, Nachas. That's Pashet. What's a Mitzayr? A Mitzayr is Bodod Yeshnev. A Mitzayr is Chutz Lamachana. A Mitzayr is someone that doesn't have any relationships. He's sitting by himself. He doesn't have Chaverim. Mitzayr doesn't have Shalom Bayis. A Mitzayr is Asa B'Tashmish Amita. So Mitzayr is someone that doesn't have, he doesn't have his relationships. A Rasha is someone that spiritually is dead. Someone that's walking around, but spiritually he's not connected, and as a result, he's missing out so much on the richness of life. An Ani, a Suma, a Mitzayra, a Misha Ein Loi Banim, a Rasha, these are all people that are alive. Aber Sefelt Abissel Chiyas, Sefelt Abissel Chiyas, Gesund, Parnasa, Nachis, Shalom Bayis, Yeshua spiritually. When we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayim Mesim, Hashem is not just a Mechayim Mesim, but Hashem is a Mechayim Chayim as well. And that's this idea of Mechayim Chayim Asinu Shlichuscha. And this is what the Yidin and Pumbedisa, when they were Miftari Me'adadi, they would give a bracha and they would say, Mechayim Chayim Asinu Shlichuscha, Mechayim Chayim Yitin V'cha Chayim Aruchim V'toivim V'musukanim. And the bracha was that you shouldn't just have Chayim, but you should have a Chayim with a Chiyus. And like the Chassam Sofer said in his drasha on Rosh Hashanah, ki achayim tzrichim chayim, ve'ilav hochi em chayim shal misa v'chayim kitzarim, ach kishayichyu oisam achayim, yiyu aruchim emesukonim. And that's what it means, mechayi chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chayim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chayim to the people that have chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mechayi mason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a mechayi chayim. We should all be zoicha to gezunt and parnasa and nachis. And we should all be zoicha to the bracha of ki havi miftri me'adadi, the bracha of the yidin and pumpedisa. What a beautiful bracha. Chayim aruchim u'mesukanim. We should all be gebenched.